The last time the full assembly convened, as debate was winding down, Democrat Marlon Schneider accused the speaker of running a do-nothing legislature. He asked Hipsch whether he'd be willing to meet every day to pass a budget. The speaker stood up immediately and told Schneider the delay was all about taxes.
We can sit there Saturday and Sundays and through Packer games and whatever you want, but I do not know how long it will take for the Senate Democrats to recognize that that is the position we hold. We will not increase those taxes. Understand it.
Democrats have proposed a variety of tax increases, including one on oil and another on tobacco. The oil tax would fund roads and bridges. Other taxes would finance medical assistance for the poor and disabled. It's the nearly $2 billion price tag that's bothered Republicans. And to the public's eye, it's united them. Whitewater Republican Steve Noss is one of the legislature's most outspoken fiscal conservatives.
I think that Democrats have underestimated the willingness of the Republicans to hold firm on no tax increases. And if we need to move forward into October and November and celebrate Christmas before there's a budget, then let it be. There is no crisis coming.
Assembly Republicans tried to mitigate one of the short-term casualties of gridlock by passing a standalone education budget that increased school spending by the $235 million the governor asked for. University of Wisconsin-Madison political science professor Charles Franklin says that put Democrats in a tough spot.
Once that's passed, the pressure is even less to pass the rest of the budget. And so Democrats have a good reason not to want to accept just the schools funding. But I think Republicans, or the Republicans' position of, hey, let's fund the schools now, plays better politically.
Franklin says Republicans have been remarkably unified. Question is whether they can stay that way. 25 GOP lawmakers have signed pledges promising to vote against any tax increases. That means if the speaker agrees to one new tax, he could lose 25 votes right off the top. That would give Democrats more power.
It's always a dangerous thing in politics to say never. And so saying never to any kind of tax increase actually is quite a box to be put in.
Already, the speaker rankled some Republicans when news leaked that he'd offered privately to raise the cigarette tax by $1.25 a pack. Hipsch has said since that nothing is a done deal. The speaker's members are giving him room for the time being, but a no-budget scenario is risky for lawmakers who represent highly competitive districts, like Oregon Republican Brett Davis. Davis says the speaker gave Democrats a lot by offering to increase school aid and the tobacco tax. Davis praises Hipsch and faults Democrats for not backing off on other tax increases.
At some point, they're going to have to negotiate with us. If not, then we'll have to figure out. I mean, I, as an individual legislator, not at the conference committee, it's frustrating, but always have the option to introduce separate legislation as well to try to force things to happen.
Davis says the mere possibility of rank-and-file lawmakers taking up a separate budget could spur legislative leaders to compromise. For now, Assembly Speaker Hipsch is still setting the direction for Republicans in private talks. Publicly, he said repeatedly that the final budget will not spend more than taxpayers can afford.
If we cannot figure out a way to live within those means, we're going to be here quite some time.
Already, the budget is 3 months late. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.